The American EP-3 surveillance plane that collided with a Chinese fighter in April is back in the United States. A cargo plane carrying the disassembled parts of the Navy plane landed in Hawaii last night. It spent the last 3 months on China's Hainan Island. In the coming months, the Navy plans to put the aircraft back together and return it to service. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Jaltam reports.
For the trip back to the United States, the wings were removed from the EP-3. The fuselage and the rest of the aircraft were then loaded on a giant Russian cargo plane and flown to Hawaii. The United States had pressed the Chinese to allow the plane to be repaired on Hainan Island, where it made an emergency landing after a mid-air collision with a Chinese fighter, but Chinese authorities refused that request. In the coming months, a Lockheed Martin team at Robins Air Force Base in Marietta, Georgia, will be figuring out how to repair and rebuild the plane. Rear Admiral Craig Quigley, the Pentagon spokesman, says the engineers will first have to make sure the aircraft is repairable.
Those on the ground at Hainan Island were looking at it from the perspective of safe and effective disassembly, safe crating of the components and whatnot, not necessarily looking at what I need to do to inspect every last element of the plane to make sure it's a sound decision to repair it. But unless there's an unpleasant surprise in the waiting for the more detailed inspections, the intention would be to repair it and to return it to service.
With the Navy plane back in U.S. custody, the drama of Hainan Island is now officially closed. Chinese authorities allege the EP-3 crew members were American spies and said the landing on Hainan Island was a violation of Chinese sovereignty. But China was not able to get the United States to end aerial surveillance operations along the Chinese coast. The Pentagon says those flights continue without incident. Relations with China remain tense. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has ordered that all military-to-military contacts between the United States and China be reconsidered on a case-by-case basis. But at the State Department yesterday, spokesman Richard Boucher said the United States, from here on, will be looking for a relationship with China marked by cooperation, not confrontation.
Certainly, we're glad to resolve this issue and to get the airplane back. We do seek a productive relationship with China. As the Secretary and the President have made clear a number of occasions, we don't see China as an enemy. We don't think China should see us as one.
The Chinese government made similar comments yesterday. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said China-U.S. relations now have momentum for improvement. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.